Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed with me, SR Crawford. Today's topic is giving yourself permission. So I saw a little infographic on Pinterest that stole my attention. It said, things to try and give yourself permission for. And I want to take a moment to go through these things that I found on Pinterest, but also share my own insights about giving permission. So I've just read the book Sacred Powers not long ago, and it was a brilliant book. I'm so glad that I read it at this time in my life in particular. I've got a review of the book and my thoughts about the book on my site if you want to check it out. That's srcrawford.co.uk. And one of the things that I really loved about it was this thing that it said to do, where you put your hand, your left hand to your heart and your right hand to your throat. And with your left hand on your heart and thinking about the heart chakra, you say to yourself as you breathe in, I forgive myself, or, you know, I forgive yourself. And then on the out breath, on the exhale, with the right hand on the throat, you say, I give myself permission to begin again. And I really loved that, and it stuck with me, and I've used it many, many times since reading the book, because this idea of giving yourself permission is so important. I've heard YouTubers kind of mention it, but it's never quite stuck until I've read this book. And it's about giving yourself permission, because so many of us, I think, in this world seek permission from other people. We seek permission from outside sources. And that's why we seek social validation so much. It's this constant need for social media to go out and say, this is who I am, now validate me. We want somebody to say that you are beautiful. You are strong, you are cool, you are funny. That's what social validation is. And that's us seeking permission to be beautiful, seeking permission to be smart, seeking permission to be funny. But why does it have to come from external sources? Why does it have to be outside validation? Why can't it be eternal? Why can't we give ourselves permission? I mean, obviously, I don't know how old you are, the person who's listening to this, but the majority of you are probably adults, or at least, you know, old enough to make your own decisions. And if you're old enough to make your own decisions, that means you're old enough to give yourself permission to do things. You're no longer a child who has to ask your parents for permission to do things, to be things. Instead, you hold all that power. You are the one who gives yourself validation. You are the one who gives yourself worth. Give that power back to you by saying that I am the only one who can give out permission slips here. I think it was Michelle B who said that about permission slips. And so I wrote down a few permission slips for myself. It's basically this idea of giving the power back to yourself, giving yourself permission to do and be different things and to be unwavering in those things. I mean, as long as you're not saying, like, I give myself permission to hate myself, I give myself permission to eat junk food all day every day because I want to, you know, give yourself healthy and happy based, you know, permissions, not fear based ones, not scarcity based ones, not hateful ones. But as long as it's coming from a good place, then by all means, go wild, give that power back to yourself, give yourself permission. So from the infographic then, let's have a look. The first one says to give yourself permission to do the next best thing instead of trying to do it all. Now, I love this, and I saw it in Frozen 2. She sang a song about the next right step or the next best thing, and I did a blog post about it as well. Because we have this urge to see so far into the future, to try and perfect our own futures by predicting every single step that we need to take to get to a goal or an imagined beautiful future, right? But the thing is, things don't necessarily work out to plan. And of course, we can't plan that far ahead, really. We can have a goal, obviously, we can have an idea, a vision of what we want to attain. But all we can do, all we ever can do, is take the next right step in front of us to reduce the options, reduce the overthinking that needs to be done, and just say, hey, in the moment, for what I want, this is the next right step, and I'm going to take it. And then after that, I will decide what the next right step after that is, and after that, and after that. And it's all about trusting that you can make decisions. And I think that the best decision making comes from simplicity. It's about not having this overwhelm of ideas, this overwhelm of decisions, this overwhelm of things to think about. Instead, it's just about keeping it as simple as possible and going, yes, no, okay, let's go. So I don't mean that's a rhyme, but it sounds really cool. Yes, no, okay, let's go. And so I think that definitely give yourself permission to just do whatever's best for the next step in your life. To not have to think about everything and everyone and how perfect it needs to be. The next thing to give yourself permission for is to not always know what you need, but being willing to explore. So it's okay to not know what you need. It's okay to not know what you want. And people like Elizabeth Gilbert really advocate for curiosity, experimenting with life. And I really liked this idea and started to pick up on this idea in my own work, as you will have seen, because it can be so hard and we can be so fixed on certain things, and we have to have it all sorted out. We have to know exactly what we want. Like, we're in our 20s, we're in our 30s, we need to have our life together. But at the end of the day, I mean, not all of us are lucky to know what we want to do. And for some of us, you know, it's better not to know. I think she calls it the hummingbird, the person who flutters between this thing and that thing. And it's okay. It's a beautiful thing to try different things out. That's how you learn what you're good at. That's how you learn what you're capable of. That's how you live life, right? And that's living outside of your comfort zone. That's learning as you go. That's curiosity and enjoyment and creativity. And for me, that ticks all the boxes. So not knowing what you need, but being willing to explore, is definitely a permission slip that you need to give yourself. The next one is the permission to let self-love and self-compassion be practices, not identities. Like, whoa, that one hit me, because I definitely, especially in 2018, when I had a lot more free time, and a bit of last year, I kind of made self-love and self-improvement, for example, part of my identity. Like, this is who I am. I'm somebody who betters myself. And it's like, no, underneath all that, you need to be a person, a whole, real, good person anyway. And that is a permission slip that you need to give yourself, because you need to be able to accept and love yourself as you are. You shouldn't only love yourself when you're improving. And it shouldn't be a part of who you are. To do that, it should be something that you implement into your life whilst already being a whole and complete person. Another one is feeling your feelings and knowing when it might be too much. So this comes down to kind of emotional intelligence, really. Everybody who's anybody should know that emotions are real, needed, and valid. The good, the bad, the ugly. They're indicators that something's wrong. There's indicators that something's right. And that's what we need, you know. That's how we kind of operate in the world. And understanding your emotions is a key part of being somebody who operates and controls yourself. Because if you don't understand your emotions, then they kind of run ragged and they dictate your life for you. But instead, if you're like, oh, okay, so I've just been triggered by shame right now, and that's made me feel defensive, or that's made me feel sad, or that's made me feel angry. Okay, what was actually triggered? What does this mean? What can I do in this situation to move forwards? And that's how we control ourselves. We feel the emotion. We're not trying to get rid of the emotion, but instead, we're also not letting it run ragged. We're knowing when feeling this is enough, and now I need to move forward from it. The next one is to give yourself permission to ask for help and not feeling weak when you need it. That's again a big one. I kind of pride myself on being independent, especially later in my life, where I've done my therapy, I've done my CBT, so I've learned the practices, and now I've started, you know, doing self-help, self-improvement, self-exploration, and so I've learned a lot of tips and tricks, and I'm very good at handling myself. Even when I've got anxiety, when I feel really low, when I'm angry, I'm quite good at handling myself. But there is nothing wrong with asking for help. And I've definitely had those moments when it's like, okay, I need to go outside myself now. I need help from somebody else. And it takes a strong person to do that, because obviously we think, at least, that there's this idea of, you know, shame, and that person's going to feel like we need them too much. But that's obviously not the case at all. I mean, as long as you're not leaning on people too much, like it's codependency, you know, you can't help yourself at all. As long as you're not like that, then you have every right, and you should feel comfortable enough to lean on other people, to have people in your life that you trust, to have people in your life that are going to be there for you no matter what. We all need a support system, and we all have the right to ask for it. The next one to give yourself permission for is a great one, and that is allowing yourself to be fully, imperfectly human. Because humans are imperfect, and perfection does not exist. Even when you think about things that you love, so for me, like, that's Harry Potter. Harry Potter is not a perfect book, it's not a perfect film. And if you think that it is, then you're probably, you know, lying to yourself. There are inconsistencies in the book that J.K. Rowling has even, you know, highlighted. And that's fine. That doesn't stop that thing from being something that we all adore, right? And the same goes for you. Your imperfections does not take away from your worth and your value. It doesn't take away from your beauty. It doesn't take away from who you are. You are a whole, complete, wonderful person, even without being perfect. Probably wonderful because you're not perfect. Our imperfections are things that we think are so bad, that we focus so much of our time and energy on. We touch those wounds again and again and again, but it's only us that's doing it. When we look around, other people actually aren't focused on us, because guess what? They're focused on their own imperfections and insecurities as well. So if we give ourselves permission to be imperfect, then that means we stop poking our wounds. We stop hating ourselves. We stop the inner critic, because we realize that there's just no need for a judge and a jury here. There's just no need for it. The next one is kind of interesting. It says, give yourself permission to do 30 seconds of meditation instead of 30 minutes. So of course, even if it's not in the terms of meditation, you need to give yourself permission to do things in a small amount. Like, we have this idea that unless we read a whole book in one sitting, or we do yoga for a whole 30 minutes, or, you know, we do a whole 5K run, like, unless we do it to that extent, then it's not worth doing. That's not right at all. It's better to do something like in a small amount, or, you know, imperfectly, than to not do it at all. I'd rather show up to the yoga mat for 5 minutes than not do it at all. It's all about the habit and the consistency and the love of doing the thing anyway. So do it because you want to do it. Don't think about it needing to be perfect, or it needs to be long, it needs to be worth a damn. That all comes from these expectations and pressures from trying to look good to other people. But at the end of the day, if what you're doing feels good for you, or it's what you had time for, or you just wanted to do it for that amount of time, then that's fine. Give yourself permission to do it to whatever extent feels right for you. The Four Agreements says to just do your best. So if your best for that day is 30 seconds of meditation instead of 30 minutes, then that is great. Then you have done what you came to do. That's all you can do. And that's brilliant. And the next one kind of ties into that, to let the small, tiny steps be enough. So again, taking small steps in the way of your habits, in the way of your goals, in the way of your relationships, your connections, or, you know, your healing process, your spirituality journey, whatever it is, taking small steps is okay. The point is, you took that step. So give yourself permission to make tiny, tiny, tiny improvements, tiny, tiny, tiny actionable steps that were great for you, because that means you're even a tiny step closer to that vision that you want. I'll skip number 9 and go right on to number 10, which is taking a break from self-help and just being where you are. Whoa, okay, again, a big one. Sometimes we get stuck in this need to perfect and to fix and to improve and to add more and to do this thing and to do that thing and to achieve and to succeed and to keep going and going and going. And it's just exhausting. And I've done a podcast episode about it last week. We don't need to keep doing more. We don't need to keep poking and prodding and perfecting. We are allowed to be happy just being who we are. We are allowed to be happy not having a project. We're okay to not have to keep trying to improve our lives, improve ourselves, to just be. And also, if, as this says, it said self-help. So if you are somebody who's perhaps in a bad way and you're seeking help, you're seeking healing, it's okay to not do that every single moment of every single day. It's okay to breathe for a second, to, you know, shed a bit of love and light on yourself, but to not have to force and, like I say, prod at your wounds all the time. Because I know for me that the healing process, trying to improve your mental health, your emotional health, is exhausting. It's really hard, especially when you're thinking about it all the time. So it's okay to take a step back, to just be who you are, to just live your day and not have to think about, oh, what does that thought mean? What does this do? What shall I do here? What shall I do here? It's okay to take a step back, to give yourself permission to just be, to just live, to stop poking and prodding and fixing everything all the time. So that was the end of the list from Pinterest. I just wanted to add on the end, like I say, there are so many different permission slips that we feel we have to get from other people. So many different permission slips that we don't realize we could give to ourselves, that could free us, that could change our lives and make us happier. So, like I say, I'm kind of contradicting myself, but I give you a permission slip right here, right now, to dismiss whatever I've said, to dismiss what anybody else says, and to only give yourself permission slips. It's okay to only listen to that internal intuition that you've got that says, hey, this is what I need. This is what I need right now. And so I give myself permission to listen to that. And as long as it's not hurting anyone else, then you have every right to give yourself permission to do anything that you need to do. So I'll share quickly one of the big, big, big permission slips that I've given myself lately. I've finally given myself the permission slip to stop writing to publish. So what I mean is, for many years since I published when I was first 18, I've been writing books with the idea that they will be published, that everything I write is going to be published. And that's obviously very exhausting. It's a lot of pressure, and it's kind of taken the love and the joy and the freedom out of creating. And I don't want that. I want to create freely. I want to write freely because I love it, because I enjoy it, because it's a part of me, not because it's something I feel I have to do. And so I've finally given myself permission to stop thinking about publishing. If I publish next year, if I publish in 20 years, if I never publish, that's okay. But what I don't give myself permission to do is to stop being a writer. I will always be a writer. It's a part of me. And so I give myself permission to be a writer and nothing else. To be a writer and perhaps not an author again. The fates will determine that. But I will keep writing, and hopefully I'll actually produce something of value, because I've taken my foot off the accelerator. I've stopped trying to rush to that end destination. I've stopped putting this pressure on myself. So give yourself permission in whatever area of your life you need to, and accept that it's okay to do what you need to do to be healthy and happy in your life. Take care, guys. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.